Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty. The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty alongside Mr. Todd Burlidge. Glad to be here with you. It is Wednesday, Super Bowl week, which, you know, it's one of those things I was thinking about. You know, Todd, I am a little jealous. I wish we were at the Super Bowl in Houston. Great, great weather. Not only that, rubbing shoulders with some of those awesome celebrities. But guess what? We got our own local celebrity on the show now. The King, Marshall King, joins us here on the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. Marshall writes for about a million different people, including the South Bend Tribune, Your Goshen News, Edible Michiana as well. Everything food. Welcome to the show, Marshall.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So, with it being Super Bowl week, and obviously people are going to be hosting parties, that's kind of it's one of those situations. Yeah, there's a football game going on, but it's, I think, more about the weekend, the Sunday atmosphere, having people over to watch the game. What are some guarantees you got to have at your party?
Wings is a go-to. Chicken wings, I mean, little bits from, you know, chopped off of tiny chickens, put in the oven or deep fried, or better yet, smoked. Put with an interesting sauce. It's a day for chicken wings, and chicken processors know this, and I think kind of they probably gear up chicken production just so that they can keep enough wings in the pipeline for Sunday. So
the bigger question too, if you're talking about chicken, do you like boned in or bone out? Are you a bone in guy or bone out guy?
Bone in.
Bone in. See, Todd.
Bone out wings. And I don't know how you feel about this, but bone-out wings are usually overbreaded.
True. That's a good point. That's a very good point. What are some unique ideas? If you have, let's say you want to have that party that people talk about the entire next week, that they say, holy cow, did you have this at this party because it was one of the greatest things I've ever tasted? Have you seen anything or heard about anything unique that people are trying to implement into Super Bowl parties?
You know, I don't know how old it is or where it first came from, but I went to a Super Bowl party even probably half a dozen years ago, and somebody had a bacon explosion. Have you ever heard of this?
No, and I love bacon.
So you take bacon and you weave it together to kind of like create this little mat of raw bacon, and then you take ground sausage and cheese and some more chopped bacon, and you roll it inside this mat. And then you grill it or smoke it or bake it until it's done. And you put some barbecue sauce over the whole thing.
Did you have that at Bill Beck's house? Because it sounds like something he would come up with.
It sounds like something Bill Beck would do, but I don't think Bill Beck can cook even that well. So
he struggles with a bowl of cereal.
This was some other guys. I mean, again, you came to me to talk about food, not Bill Beck. You want to talk about the game, call back. This bacon explosion thing was amazing, and there was nothing healthy about it. You know, it's like a little log of gorgeous meat, and it was pretty unreal. And I still think about this thing, and as I was getting ready to talk about this, it's like, I got to talk about bacon explosion. So
managed to squeeze it in there. Talking to Marshall King, reach him on Twitter at Hungry Marshall, two L's. Marshall is a gifted writer and a culinary connoisseur who tells us all about what we need to do for our Super Bowl party. Okay, we talked about the chicken wings, and I referenced this yesterday, Marshall, and I just want to do it again because it's so much fun. According to the National Chicken Council, 1.25 billion chicken wings are eaten on every Super Bowl Sunday. Anytime you can reference the National Chicken Council.
Which is a real thing.
Yes, you have to. You have to run with it. But what about the complimentary dishes? We can't just all feast on chicken wings. What can we serve to go around it that's nice?
So let me ask you a question. At a Super Bowl party, are you ever like, oh, good, there's a veggie tray?
No.
No, I'm like, where the hell's the beer?
Where's the beer?
It's a night for cheap beer. This isn't a night when you're, you know, pull out the 22-ounce bomber that cost you $15 or whatever. This is a night when it's cheap beer and Doritos and chicken wings and maybe some sliders or something, and then Monday you really just don't feel very good.
And a roll of paper towels, right?
And
that's about it.
You call off work though too.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I think you got to have something sweet. So it doesn't have to be, this stuff shouldn't be too fancy. You can kind of chef up your chicken wings or you can make a nut mix that's more than just popping open a can of peanuts. You could do something with some mixed nuts and add some, toast them with some curry or something like that. That would be really good.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's actually not that much work, but, bacon explosion is a lot of work, but that's not that much work. So, I think a spinach dip is good. I don't buy Doritos because I eat them. Cheetos. But on Super Bowl Sunday, I want Doritos or Cheetos.
Has nothing to do with the commercials.
No, not really. In fact, this year, Doritos is not going to have commercials this year.
Aww.
On the Super Bowl. The avocado, according to Forbes, the avocado folks are going to have, will be back. And Snickers is going to have a live Super Bowl ad in the first commercial break of the third quarter. Do you know who's starring in it?
Have no idea.
Funky Monkey Baby.
Mishawaka's own Adam Driver.
There you go. Yes, Adam Driver. Love that guy.
Kylo Ren from The Force Awakens. So local tie will be in this year's Super Bowl commercial.
Nice. Great stuff. Once again, follow Marshall King on Twitter, @HungryMarshall2Ls, or hit him up on his website, HungryMarshall.com. Marshall King, our food connoisseur, as he's so avidly been named, and our all-round foodie. Marshall, definitely a pleasure, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Take care. Great to be on.
All right. Thank you.